أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained His great creation, which a person sees all around him. And as the Quran was revealed directly to Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the first recipients were the Arabs, as they traveled on their camels, they could see Allah's Qudrat all around. And for us also, we see that Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala all around us. In fact, our motor cars also, how they operate, we should also think that even just that motor car, the parts from where and where in the world they are made. It isn't just one place, it is assembled at one place, but the parts are made in different places. And all the steel industry, the plastic industry, what oil industry, all these things are working, then that one car gets made. And how it conveys us from one place to another with so much of comfort, all this also we should think of the favors of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And looking around us, the sky, the mountains, the fields, the lands, etc., all that should also remind us of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. As we mentioned at the beginning, that one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Bedouin, and just traveling like this, he recognized Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given all of us that innate qualities by which we can recognize Allah Ta'ala. More than that, Allah has been so kind that He has sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and the king of them all, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is our Nabi. Allah Ta'ala says, in spite of all these things which are natural for any person to recognize the Creator, to recognize that He is only one and that He is all powerful, He is the all knowing, His knowledge is unlimited, His power is unlimited, that the creation is enough to prove that. More than that, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ. So do samjao unko, samja. You keep on explaining to the people. Your duty is to remind them. The things are clear, and every person, every soul that has come in this world, Allah Ta'ala presented Himself to them in Alam-e-Arwah, in the realm before this world of ours, of the realm of the souls. And Allah asked everyone, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? So each and every soul has got that natural thing within him to recognize his Creator. When we came in this world, Allah has put everything around us to recognize Him, His Tawheed, His Oneness, His Qudrat, His Knowledge, everything. But then more than that, Allah Ta'ala still sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and their duty was also to remind and call people towards Allah Ta'ala, which they did unrelentingly, and they did without any reservation whatsoever. In fact, so much so that Allah had to console our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in various places. One place Allah says, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have not revealed this Quran Sharif on you to make your life difficult and hard. How much Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to exert himself in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and for the hidayat of mankind. Allah said, your duty is just to remind them, inform them, admonish them, and then if they don't want to believe, that is up to them. And the giver of hidayat also is not you, but Allah alone. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants to. And Allah Ta'ala in various other places in the Quran also, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that لَعَلَّكَ بَافِعٌ نَفْسَكَ, that are you going to destroy your life just in order that this people must bring iman? No, that is not your duty. Your duty is to explain and call them towards the righteous path. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Tera kaam to yahi samjana hai. Your work is just to explain to them and make them understand. And that does not mean just one or two times, but to carry on. Like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived for over 1,000 years. 950 years actively he was busy in calling the people towards Allah, so much so that Allah revealed one whole surah, Surah Nuh, in which Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam complains to Allah that I called them privately, publicly. I explained to them this way, I explained to them that way, how much I explained to them. So that is the duty and the work of a Nabi. And any person who knows what akhirat is and the punishments of Allah Ta'ala are, that person cannot rest at peace anymore. He wants to then save the whole of mankind from that terrible punishment. May Allah give us also that concern and that reality. We hear of it, we speak about it, we make dua for it, but it is just still superficial. We don't really know what that azab is like. May Allah save us of the azab of this dunya also, and of akhirat also. So when a person knows that, then he'll go out of his way to save himself and to save others also. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ تُو نَهِي أُنْ پَرْ دَارُوغَا. You aren't like a guard over them, and you aren't responsible for their actions. You are just there to tell them, show them the right path, and to guide them towards righteousness. But as mentioned, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how many other people, how they were so concerned of mankind. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayh wouldn't sleep at night. He would pace his room up and down. When his wife would ask him, what is wrong? Why are you so restless? He should say, if I tell you, there will be two people pacing this room up and down. That is that concern he had for the ummah. And how much more a person has that concern, so much Allah opens upon him to guide mankind. And we see today, in the name of Tabligh and Da'wat, how many people are guided, how many sacrifices are made, and what great effect it has got. So each one of us, at least for ourselves, for our homes, our family people, we should have that concern. Not only for our dunya's concern, for our families, our children, we feed them, we clothe them, we want to see that they live comfortably, but moreover, we must be worried of the eternal life of the year after. That life must not be destroyed. There we must not be suffering in any way whatsoever. And at the same time, we should not forget our marhumeen also. Only Allah knows what is the condition in the qabr there. Regularly we should be making dua for them, for their forgiveness, make isali sawab for them. It helps tremendously. We should never forget them also, for remember them and our progeny, our children, our families. We should see that we try and guide them, and of course ourselves firstly towards Allah Ta'ala as well.